Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening. Welcome in to the Chad HD Show. Glad to have you with us today here on the program. This Friday, October 17th of 2025, as we get you ready for the weekend, we have a lot to talk about, including those Texas constitutional amendments, where you get to go out and start voting on those next week. So we'll talk about that. What you need to know, a few recommendations on those as well. We'd love to know your thoughts as we go through the amendments and what they mean. We may spend a lot of time on some, not a lot of time on others, but we'll get into those probably coming up at around 6 p.m. This evening. We'll get to those. Of course, we've got a lot of other news to get to, a lot of other topics as well. As it's a Friday show, that means we talk a little politics, we have a little bit of fun, we mix it together, we give you the Friday edition of the program. As we know, many of you are just ready for the weekend. You're ready for the weekend to begin, ready to rest and relax a little bit and spend time with family and friends. Maybe do a little cooking out this weekend. Looks like it's going to be some good weather to have a nice little cookout. So we've got just a lot to get it to. Of course, we want to hear from you on the program and hear from you on any of the topics of the day. It's an open line Friday. That means anything that you would like to talk about, well, guess what? You can chime in, ask questions, bring up topics, and we'll get to those as soon as we can. How do you do that? Well, there's a few different ways. One, you can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name. Give us or also tell us where you're texting from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out. If you're not texting in, you can also reach us on the app. Just tap the app, send us a message that way. If you're listening on one of our station's apps, you can always send us a message that way. We're also on social media where the show never ends. It just continues throughout the weekend. You can find me on X / Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio, same username on Instagram, Chad Hasty on Facebook, and just a lot of other great social media platforms to reach us on there where the show never ends. We'll be posting over the weekend, probably a little bit about college football and some other stuff that's going on. And then, of course, you have the old-fashioned way of doing things, using the phone. That's right, where you call 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. And well, as long as you get past the first voice you hear from when you dial in, we'll get you on the air. It's Nick, the first voice you hear from on this Friday. Nick, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. You know what I found, though? This job. Every once in a while,
yes,
I find I'm not having as much fun.
Oh no,
as I thought I would.
Well,
and it's really becoming disappointing.
Well,
to be frank,
Nick, do Do I have some good news for you?
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
We received an email.
Oh, boy.
We received an email. The Lost Art of Having Fun. Put it on your calendars. Put it on your Teams meeting, everyone. The HR department is here to tell you how to have fun. Because let me tell you something,
it's
Nick.
It's about time, really.
I've always sat back and gone, you know who I need to hear from to have fun?
Yeah.
HR.
Sure.
The HR department. Yeah, they're always the one.
They know how to party. That's for sure.
The HR department in any business, they're the ones you look towards and go, you guys are party animals.
Yeah. Christmas parties,
oh,
they're there.
They never have rules.
The karaoke machine, they bring it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's just there's never any pesky rules about having fun or anything like that. They never try to tamp down things guys, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have alcohol at your party. That might be too much fun. Mm-mm. No.
It's the opposite.
Instead, look. God bless them for trying to do something, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know if they mean how to have fun at work.
Yeah.
Or how to have fun somewhere else.
It sounded very generic.
Yes.
It sounded like, in general,
uh-huh,
let's talk about how we can introduce some more fun in your life.
Well, they're bringing in a holistic wellness coach
to
teach you how to have fun.
There you go.
Because that's, let me tell you, again, and I'm sure she's fine.
No.
She teaches something that I can't even pronounce.
Well, that's how you know it's good.
Are you Vedic? I don't know. It's all natural crystals or something.
It's going to be fun, though. You can guarantee.
Let me tell you.
It'll be a fun time.
Nick, I don't know if I'm allowed to have this much fun, so I'm going to let you attend one of the two meetings.
Thank you for allowing me.
Yes, yeah. One of the two meetings. On Teams, of course, which everyone knows.
That's where the fun is.
When you're looking to have fun, Teams.
With your HR
department. With your HR department. Yeah. That's the one. That's where you go to have some fun.
No, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
It'll be a fun time.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic, and I can't wait to hear back how we're going to have fun.
Yeah, I'll report.
Please do.
Yeah.
Report back on that. So other than learning to have fun, everything else okay?
Yeah, in fact, I just found out pizza for dinner. So
there you go.
It's already a good day.
That's good.
It makes everything from today really worth it.
Yeah.
It's been a busy, jam-packed day.
Yes.
Some highs and lows. But, no, it's been good. Weather's been great.
Yeah.
We've got Halloween just around the corner.
It's coming up.
Exactly. I see more and more decorations as I travel for work.
Yeah.
There's more and more skeletons, pumpkins, and weird-looking witches.
Weird-looking witches.
Yeah, they're always different colors.
Okay.
You got some in the cauldrons. I don't know. We don't decorate, so I don't know what's hip.
Yeah,
with the Halloween decorations. Yeah.
So you know what? That needs to be another HR thing.
Yeah, I'll save it for the meeting.
Hip.
Next week.
How to be hip and trendy.
You
with
know
Nick.
How to, you already know how to be fun. Now let's get hip. Let's get jiggy, as the kids say.
I don't think they say that anymore.
Well, when you're fun, you can throw around some phrases there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, that's good. I'm good. Congratulations on the pizza.
Thank you. I'm legitimately very excited.
Yeah, I hope it's everything. Do you have, like, a favorite?
It's just a cheese.
Okay, it's you're just going with a bland cheese pizza.
It's from a place they put other stuff. They put some seasoning on it.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
So, but, no, it's always good every time I have it.
Okay.
So it'll be, I'm very excited. It's either that or a cheeseless homemade sandwich because I'm out of cheese. So,
Nick,
you know, take your pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the pizza.
You know, I think you really do need to attend the How to Have Fun because you're out of cheese. I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun at all.
That's why I got a cheese pizza.
That's right. It's coming your way.
Replenish the fun, yeah.
that's good. We're going to get Nick's final question of the week coming at you a little bit later on. The topic that I picked out today, which Nick and I did not discuss because he didn't come by my office earlier to do any type of show prep or anything. But, Nick, this may actually apply to you. This may be something that actually applies to you. Today's running topic, which food is better left over. Sometimes a cold slice of pizza can be pretty good. Sometimes a cold slice of pizza can be pretty good. But what food can actually be better as a leftover? Think about it. There's some that are out there that are pretty darn good as leftovers. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line. And you can also, of course, give us a call as well. Luke's over there thinking about it. Luke's also, he's over there helping Nick try to be trendy and fun. Luke, do you have a food that you think is better as a leftover?
For me personally, I have a definitive answer for this.
Okay.
It goes back to like my middle and high school days, but something about Pizza Hut pepperoni pizza was always better the day after microwaved.
Yeah.
I loved it.
There are some pizza that are, when you reheat, now I know this goes against everything that it's supposed to be, but I do find that there are some pizza where you get a slice and there's just something about it. I don't know. Don't know what it is, especially if it's got some really good high-grade cheese on it that gets even meltier, I guess.
It's something magical.
Yeah.
I don't know. You can't recreate it.
And I think part of that, too, little memories of the younger days where, hey, let's say it's a Friday. You got pizza delivered. You're hanging out with friends. That's best time of your life right there on a Friday enjoying some pizza. And the next day you wake up, you're like, cold slice of pizza. I'm going to warm it up a little bit. Oh, this is good. This is good stuff. 806-680-2790. Coming up on the program today, besides your running topics, some news as well. We're scheduled to visit with the good folks over at the St. Joseph Slayton Oktoberfest. That's right, the Sausage Fest coming up. And we're going to tell you all about that this weekend on the show today as well. It's coming up this weekend, and that's always a fun time down in Slayton. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more on the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
From the heart of the Hub City to the wide open skies of West Texas, KFYO keeps you connected to the stories, the voices, and the conversations that matter most. This is the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
Let's face it, gang, car buying can totally suck. This is the CarPro Jerry Reynolds. But you know what? It doesn't have to, because you have CarPro.com. That's right. Head to CarPro.com and connect with my friends. I mean, who couldn't use a friend in the car business? We've helped thousands and thousands of people have a wonderful car buying experience. You could be next. The best part is it's free. Remember, it all starts at CarPro.com.
CarPro.com.
on the Chad Hasty Show. The Hill reporting headline, tensions rise ahead of the No Kings protest. That's scheduled for, what, Saturday? Protests across the country, including right here in Lubbock, going to have protests. I'm sure in many of your cities as well. Amarillo, Abilene may have a protest. You know, it's possible they'll pop up all over just like they have before. Tensions have risen between critics and allies of the Trump administration as the country approaches the second No Kings Day of 2025. Millions of Americans expected to take to the streets Saturday, part of a more than 2,000 planned demonstrations across the nation, according to organizers on the No Kings website. Protests expected to be held in major cities from L.A. to Boston, Washington, where protesters did not march during the first No Kings Day, will be home to one of Saturday's demonstrations. On the day of the previous event, streets of the nation's capital instead saw the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary military parade, which, remember, that was a key part of some of these protests that crazy people were marching against, saying that Trump was doing something evil with the military. When, if you actually watched the parade, it was kind of cool. And people enjoyed it. Kids were enjoying it. People had fun. People like parades. And they liked seeing military vehicles and everything else. People thought it was cool. But, of course, the left, they went crazy about it. They went nuts about it. And now we have another King's Day, which is amazing, because if we actually did, live under a monarchy that was so horrible, terrible, and a dictatorship out there, you probably wouldn't be allowed to have one of these protests. You probably wouldn't be able to have these little protests that are out there. But it's a catch-all for just let's complain about Trump. That's really what it is. Let's just complain. And I'm sitting here going, what are you really complaining about? I mean, if you wanted to say that prices still aren't down from what you thought they would be, okay, fine. We can have that. That's semi-legitimate. But instead, it's why he's cleaning up the streets of crime. Oh, well, that's terrible. ICE agents are arresting people. Arresting who? Well, those who shouldn't be here in the first place. Well, okay. There was a story out, two stories out today. One down in Austin, where an Austin ISD elementary school teacher was taken into custody by ICE for being in the country illegally. Came here as snuck into Arizona back in 2022, was actually arrested back in 2022. But part of the catch and release process, where it was the pinky swear to return to court, that never happened. And somehow this person became a teacher, an elementary school teacher. Never became a citizen, just living in the country illegally. And then there was a story out of Dallas today where a man from Mexico, but living in Dallas, they don't have a lot of specifics yet of whether he was here illegally or whether he had permission to be here. Didn't say. But he was using TikTok to recruit people to kill ICE agents. Now, his plan got foiled when, I guess on TikTok, he had posted videos in Spanish. And I guess that didn't... That didn't trip up the FBI. They were able to go, oh, well, we have people who know Spanish, so we know what you're saying. You're trying to recruit people to kill ICE agents. It's not hard to translate. Thank you. But you know what? Like, well, what exactly are you protesting? What? It's just what the media tells you to protest. The media tells you that, oh, there's fascism. Oh, Trump is a fascist. Oh, Trump is taking away your right to protest. That's why you're able to protest. Oh, Trump is taking away your free speech. That's why you're able to call him literally Hitler and everything else in the books. Oh, you're mad about Jimmy Kimmel. Okay. Is that what the protests are going to be about Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert? And guess what? Get mad at the companies for that one. The companies are the ones who decided to do what they did with them. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. The point of the upcoming rallies has seen an ongoing back and forth between Republicans and Democrats. Republican leaders like Speaker Mike Johnson, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise have slammed the protests as a hate America rally. Quote, the theory we have right now is that they have a hate America rally that's scheduled for October 18th on the National Mall, Johnson said. It's all the pro-Hamas wing and the Antifa people. They're all coming out. The mention of Antifa comes as Trump administration continues to crack down on the movement. Last month, Trump signed an executive order naming Antifa a terrorist organization. The Department of Justice filed a related indictment Thursday against two people in connection with a shooting outside of an immigration facility in Alvarado, Texas. Governor Abbott on Thursday also called for the mass protest. Antifa linked, said the reason he would deploy the National Guard. Despite the deployment, the Austin mayor said the National Guard would be deployed to work with local law enforcement and arrest anyone engaging in acts of violence or damaging property. Right. Well, hopefully the protests will be much ado about nothing. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We live in a busy world, and let's face it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines. A good number of No Kings anti-Trump demonstrations are scheduled across Texas tomorrow in Houston. There are six separate events spread out across the day. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex will see various protests in Arlington, Plano, Frisco, San Antonio, and Austin have scheduled gatherings. Huntsville, Laredo, McAllen, Nacogdoches, Port Arthur, Stephenville, and El Paso. State officials have begun notifying those on SNAP programs that their benefits will be cut off in November if the government shutdown continues past October 27th. 3.5 million Texans rely on Lone Star cards loaded with $200 to $400 a month for food and use at grocery stores. According to AHCA's statistics, the average amount is $379. Texas sending help as Alaskans try to rescue people stranded at flooding. You may have heard about this. Texas Emergency Management sending manpower to work in Alaska's Emergency Operations Center. Governor Abbott says communities in Alaska are dealing with the horrific aftermath of flooding, remnants of a typhoon. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Clear your calendar. Secure an exceptional lakefront property less than 90 minutes from Dallas. Available exclusively for one day only. Saturday, October 25th, we're introducing dockable lakefront retreats from $69.9. We're talking towering hardwoods, sparkling lake, and endless family fun. And yes, just 90 minutes from Dallas. Unbeatable value. Premium, dockable lakefronts starting at an incredible $69.9. How about 5-acre properties from just $49.9? These prime properties feature a private lake, fishing pier, paved roads, power, internet, all minutes from a charming Texas town. Got questions? Call 214-307-9248. Opportunities like this don't come twice. Reserve your private showing for these exclusive properties. Available one day only, Saturday, October 25th. Before they fill up, call now for your appointment. Take a step toward your Texas lakefront dream. 214-307-9248. For more info, call 214-307-9248. Don't miss out. Call 214-307-9248.
The Chaplain's weather forecast on this Friday evening. High school football games is going to be a little hot at kickoff time. The temperatures will settle down and by midnight, about 70 degrees, falling into the middle 50s for a morning low in the lower to mid 80s as a cool front will move through the area. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get a free large drink when you order in the Sonic app. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent speaking by phone with the Chinese Vice Premier today to discuss ongoing trade negotiations between the United States and China. That call is ahead of President Trump's trip to South Korea in a few weeks to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping. Apple and Formula One are now announcing a 5-year media rights deal that will bring every single F1 race to Apple TV starting in 2026. Apple TV will provide coverage of all F1 events, including practice, qualifying, and sprint sessions as part of the streamer's existing $12.99 per month ad-free subscription. On Wall Street, stocks finished the week higher today with the Dow up 238 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both growing by slightly over half a percentage point. Crude oil futures sit below 58 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The great American experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with the great American, Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Your running topic today, what foods are just kind of better as leftovers? Wake up the next day, you have some leftovers. What's better as a leftover? Maybe it's sausage you get from the Sausage Festival happening this weekend. We've got David Buckskemper, one of our favorite guests because he brings food. And that's, again, for those who want to know how to get into a radio studio, you bring food.
There you go.
There's no special code to get in.
Oh, you got to hit them where the heart is.
You just say, "I got food." Oh, okay, come on in.
Yeah,
that's the way to get in here.
Cold sausage, hot sausage. It's good sausage.
It's good sausage.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Good sausage.
Yes,
Oktoberfest, St. Joseph Church, Slayton. Oktoberfest happening this weekend. Tell everybody about it.
Man, this is the weekend. We're going to start tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We're going to sell sausage by the link. Vacuum packed. Bring your cooler. It'll last a year. Easy. And then at 11 a.m., we're going to start some live music out there. Knights of Columbus are going to be cooking food, wraps, plates, awesome potato salad.
Yeah.
That's that German potato salad.
Pretty good.
Yeah, made by the Kitten family. They're
yeah,
really good at that.
Pretty good.
We're going to do that until about 9 p.m. Junior Vasquez, Jerry Serrano, Danny Cadra, SAL, 108 East Broadway, and the closing one is Gone Country.
All right.
On Saturday night.
So it's going to be an all-day affair.
All day.
All-day affair.
That's just
Slayton,
the beginning.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the meal. The big meal starts at 11 o'clock. We're going to have sausage, Knights of Columbus chicken out there, and chicken, the potato salad, green beans, sauerkraut if you want it.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's going to be all day thing. We're going to have horse riding. Apparently, we're having a petting zoo this year.
I like how you say apparently.
Well, I'm not in charge of that. But yeah. So yeah, it's and all weekend it's a family affair.
You got a silent auction going on, games, there's music, there's German music, it's a big family friendly event.
Oh yeah, on Sunday come out and see the brass band that we have out there. They play the traditional German music.
So,
not just the Rammstein that we listen to.
Right, yeah. It's going to be a lot going on. You got the silent auction, the live auction, petting zoo. You've got, and of course, the sausage. You can't forget about all the sausage that's going to be out there. Beer, food, live music, and so much more. Oktoberfest, the Sausage Festival, 18th through the 19th. That's this weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather, by the way. It looks like it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Looking good.
Out there. So you love to hear that. Live music, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Out in Slayton. So this is it's one of those great events that people look forward to. How many years now have y'all been doing that? I mean, this is a long time.
This will be 58.
58 years.
Yeah, it's 1 year older than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
58 years. That's
58
huge.
Well, that we've kept track.
Yeah.
But it started a long
time. I mean, that's pretty awesome. You can go to SlaytonSausage.com for more information.
Yes.
Also on Facebook, you can look them up and you can see the flyer and all that kind of stuff. But just know, go out to Slayton this weekend. And again, on Sunday, that plate is going to cost you $15. You go out there on Saturday, you load up on sausage. What type of sausage are we? Because you brought a few different types of sausage.
Yeah, we have just plain sausage.
Yeah.
We have jalapeno sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get there soon enough on Saturday, you can get the habanero sausage.
Is that's the one that sells out the fastest?
Well, yeah, and we don't make as much. But
yeah, it's hot.
Yeah. Well,
it's got some spice to it.
Both ways.
Yeah. Hey, come on, go on out to Slayton. It's the Sausage Festival. Oktoberfest, St. Joseph Church in Slayton. Anything else that people need to know before they head out this weekend?
SlaytonSausage.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks for coming out and bring us some samples. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Chad. Share with
the
sweater
share with
guy.
Nick. Yeah, we'll share with the sweater. He could put maybe a few of those. He ordered a cheese pizza for tonight. So maybe he throw some of that habanero sausage on the cheese pizza and you'll be good to go.
There you go.
Yeah, why not?
Right.
All right. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more here on the Chad Easty Show.
Ooh. with my tail in the air.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A woman from Florida who rescued an 11-year-old girl despite not knowing how to swim herself makes today's Dean's List. Mia Garcia was collecting shells on a steep embankment when she slipped and fell into the water. Mia could swim, but it was very hard for her to climb back up to safety. Meanwhile, Bridget Addison heard Mia's cries and without hesitation ran over and into the lake, pulling out the young girl even though she had never learned how to swim. Bridget says she didn't even think about it, and also that she would have done anything she could to save Mia despite not knowing how to swim. Mia's grandmother, who was there on scene, says she'll never forget the kindness of the stranger who came to rescue her granddaughter that day. She says it goes to show you there are a lot of good people out there who will risk their lives to help save others. Bridget Addison, you made today's Dean's List, and Mia, we're glad you're okay. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Car buying can really suck. That's why you need a friend in the car business. CarPro Jerry Reynolds here. To make car buying fun and fair, go to carpro.com to connect to one of my friends. The best part is, it's free. CarPro.com.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Thanks again to David Buxkemper for stopping by today. The St. Joseph Sausage Festival, Oktoberfest, happening tomorrow and on Sunday as well. For those of you in the Lubbock and Slayton areas, head out to Slayton. It's not a far drive. They got a lot happening out in Slayton. Check it out. Let's see. Paul and San Angelo weighed in. The protesters don't even realize that they don't have a leader. They're striking out blindly. There's cash flow only. Well, there's a lot of big bucks behind these protests. There are a lot of big bucks behind the protests that are out there. Your running topic today: which food is better as leftovers? Which food just it kind of improves as a leftover? Let's get to, before we get to the phone, some of the texts that have come in. Matt weighed in Burke Burnett, spaghetti as a leftover. A lot of Stephen Borger, pasta. I was thinking about it. Pasta does, it holds very well as a leftover. Maybe not every pasta dish, but many pasta dishes do seem to do very well as a leftover. Michelle, Southwest Ohio, spaghetti. Had it tonight with some Texas toast. Very good. Let's see. Matthew weighing in. KFC fried chicken, but it has to be stored in the bucket. That's a good point. You got to keep it in the bucket. I'm with you. You got to keep it in the bucket. There's just something. It holds in all the spices and herbs of the chicken. Let's see. Greg in Missouri. Good homemade chili or vegetable stew leftovers are better each day for up to 3 days. And from Greg in Missouri. 806-680-2790. Jason and Abilene, spaghetti, chicken, pizza. Sounds pretty good. That's those are good leftovers right there. Now, on the chicken, homemade chicken, or the chicken that you go out and buy? Which one? Because some people swear that only homemade fried chicken is good the next day, or good at least some, you know, maybe you go in there and you get some fried chicken the next morning. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be homemade, they say. Let's go to the phones. 806-680-2790. That's the text line. You can call us like Herman has done at 1-800-687-0790. There's Herman. Herman, how are you today?
Doing fine, Chad. I'm just going to answer your question about the leftovers.
Please do.
I'm an old country boy, raised on a farm, so I was raised on leftovers.
Yeah.
Black-eyed peas, green beans, homemade soup, and cornbread. And nowadays, if you have an air fryer, leftover fried food is just as good as it was originally.
Leftover, let me tell you, the air fryer has really, really done wonders for warming up food.
Yeah, ain't a kidding.
It's pretty good. I've got one. We're now having to upgrade our air fryer because we got like this, the one pod air fryer, and we're like, that's not enough. We got to get like a bigger air fryer now so we can cook two things at one time. That's how much we love the air fryer.
You bet.
Yeah, I'm with it. Now, Herman, is there any leftover any food you just refuse to have as a leftover where you just like, no, that's not going to be good warmed up?
But I can't think of one, Chad.
You can't think of one. Okay. All right. Yeah. Herman, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Chad. Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. You have a great weekend. Let me tell you what used to be bad warmed up. French fries. French fries, you got to a point where it was just like, no, I'm not going to bring home French fries. You know, you had some left over from dinner. You went out to eat. And you were just like, I'm not gonna warm up French fries because they always came out soggy. Air fryer, check it out. It's magical. A burger with lettuce and mayo, Nick, you're a no or a yes on? Okay. So a burger the next day burger. This is a new phenomenon. I've never heard of a burger that is left over for the next day. Like, what? How does that happen? Is that where you order too many burgers or what? Because, like, you get a huge burger and it does, you like, stop halfway through?
No, I guess the example I'm thinking of is the last time I ordered burgers, I got a couple. So, you know, to carry me over.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever I don't eat,
yes,
straight in the fridge.
Okay.
But if you get condiments and especially lettuce,
oh yeah, there's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta, yeah. But this is, you gotta get creative. So you gotta disassemble the burger. It takes a little extra work.
Yeah.
You disassemble it. You get the patty on the side. You try to scrape off as much of the unmicrowavable goods that you can, you know, ketchup, mayo, and lettuce. And then you separate everything and then heat them all. And reassemble at the end. I mean, obviously, it's not as good. It's soggy.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's food. It's
it'll,
there.
It'll work in a pinch.
It'll work. Yeah.
Let's see. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You're able to send in your thoughts on the text line. You do have some, let's see. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get into some of the Texas props that'll be on the ballot, which you can look up that language anywhere, lots of different places to look up some of these things. Some of our other areas, they do have other elections going on, including in the Texoma region, where you have different elections. Clay County, Jack County, having some elections. Montague, Wichita County, including for City View ISD trustee. That's a special election, and City View ISD trustee in the general election. You've got a couple of people up who are unopposed in their elections, but they do have a trustee special election between Annie Jackson, Jermaine Johnson, Deidre Hicks running for that. And voters can vote for none, one, or two of the following candidates in that race. So that's just a couple of the ballot, who's on the ballot in the Texoma region that we're taking a look at. And let's see, when it comes to the Abilene area, you've got this off of, you can view this story over at Abilene Reporter News. You've got voters in Merkel ISD will decide on a $20 million bond to fund improvements or changes to the current facilities. Priority for Prop A bond, however, will be the construction of a new middle school. Again, early voting begins Monday for these November 4th general election. It will continue through the October 31st. Texans across the state will have those 17 constitutional amendments. In Taylor County, residents will vote on measures affecting pocketbooks in Abilene, Merkel, and a few other areas as well. Abilene ISD's tax rate measure, Prop A, will take form of what district officials have called a voter-approved tax rate election. Measure will ask voters to allow the district to draw in $10 million of new funding each year from $3.7 million in local funding, which voters will be asked to approve on the ballot, and $6.3 million in state funding. And you've got different... you can Google that to see just some of the more some of the language that's on that ballot. But that is what's happening in Taylor County. So there you go. Let's see. Texture weighing in. Why heat? Leave your leftovers cold. Well, sometimes you want to reheat some stuff. I mean, there's some leftovers that are just fine cold. Like, I'm fine with a little bit of cold pizza. I'm okay with that. Nick's over there shaking his head. Cold pizza can be good, Nick. It can. Let's see. A texture. Do you think any Lubbock County employees will vote for? Well, that person hasn't officially announced that they're running, so I'm not going to put it out there yet. But I have no idea. I'm sure there might be a few. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see who announces that they're running. How about that? Then we'll get into who may or may not vote for those folks. But, I mean, most likely that person is running. Most pizza is better left over if you put it under the toaster. Seems like it's better if it's a little crunchy. Crunchy pizza. When we come back, we'll get into those Texas constitutional amendments. Also, Nick's final question of the week here on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, states like Arkansas, Kansas, and Minnesota are seeing efforts by some lawmakers to dial back the political rage. Hear their new efforts at having civil debates. Also, some feel that even in its early stages, AI may have maxed out. Plus, the simple hack that can protect your mental health and wallet. And what happens when Americans are asked, are you happy? That and more coming up on This Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
When high winds and dangerous storms rock West Texas, stay ahead of the weather with the station you trust. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO. Take KFYO on the go with the KFYO app, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas. I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher after President Trump softened his tone on China tariffs. The major averages notching weekly gains following robust bank earnings and artificial intelligence optimism. Investors also digesting solid earnings reports today from financial firms, including Fifth Third and American Express. On Thursday, concerns about regional banks and loan losses hit stocks. Gold prices came down today after record highs, but are still up sharply for the week. Some of today's worst performers were among this year's biggest winners, like Oracle and Broadcom. The Dow winners, American Express, Visa, and Apple. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow up 238 points, the Nasdaq higher by 117, S&P 500 up 35. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Get straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive from me, Jerry Reynolds, during the Car Pro Show. Saturdays from 11 to 1 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
If you could wave a wand and change one thing about your house, what would it be? Nah, hold that thought. Home improvement isn't magic. We can show you the tricks of the trade, remodeling and repair techniques if you're a do-it-yourselfer, and how not to get fooled when you're choosing and directing a contractor. I'm Leslie Segretti from The Money Pit. Phone in your fix-up questions here this weekend on The Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
The Money Pit, Saturday afternoons at 4 on KFYO.
The South Lakes weather forecast on this Friday evening. High school football games is going to be a little hot at kickoff time. The temperatures will settle down and by midnight, about 70 degrees, falling into the middle 50s for a morning low in the lower to mid 80s as a cool front will move through the area. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get a free large drink when you order in the Sonic app. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, News and Views with a Lone Star Perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. I appreciate you tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Give us a call, 1-800-687-0790. For those of you in the Lubbock area, we've got some breaking news that's just coming across on the old email here, Nick. To allow further city council consideration, the city of Lubbock has suspended the permitting enforcement of false alarm ordinance. In response to public input, outrage, the Lubbock City Council has decided to revisit the recently updated alarm ordinance. And it's October 28th meeting. Look at that. They're even giving us a day. That's nice. Until then, no alarm permits will be processed and no fines will be issued for false alarm calls. The city will provide more information after the October 28th meeting. So there you go. It is on hold, at least until after the 28th. Which, we'll see if they redo anything or if they get rid of this deal. Which, again, I don't think will, the $50 fee, the money grab, will have very little to no impact whatsoever on false alarms in Lubbock. Coming up on Monday, early voting begins for everyone in the state of Texas on 17 proposed constitutional amendments. These cover issues ranging from property tax relief, parental rights, judicial accountability, and border security. Each of these amendments have to have a majority of voter approval to become law. So again, there's 17 of these amendments out there. You can, the Dallas Morning News, they've got a piece out about this, just telling you what the 17 different amendments are. There's plenty of voter guides that are out there. We'll go through most of these here. If you have a question on any of them, we could get to them. Prop 1, a constitutional amendment providing for the creation of the Permanent Technical Institution Infrastructure Fund, an available workforce education fund to support capital needs of education programs offered by the Texas State Technical College System. The amendment would create 2 dedicated state funds to support the infrastructure, land acquisition, and equipment for the Texas State Technical College System, seeded with an initial $850 million from general revenue. These funds would operate outside the normal state budget and legislative oversight. So this is one of those amendments that, if approved, it was approved by the House and in the Senate. The initial funding would come from money, existing state money, and be housed in the state treasury. The Texas State Technical College, a system of public 2-year campuses across the state where students can obtain technical and workforce training credentials in several industries, including including construction and the electrician industry. Unlike community colleges or school districts, TSTC only receives performance-based state funding tied to graduate salaries. College relies on infrequent state funding for new buildings and new equipment. The limited funding from higher education fund annually, which the amendment would address. Now, the problem that I have with this is, again, putting this as a constitutional amendment and dedicating monies towards this as a constitutional amendment. That's where I think it goes a little bit too far. Overall, I don't have a problem with the idea of handing over more money, but as a constitutional amendment, I don't know about that. Prop 2, constitutional amendment prohibiting the imposition of a tax on the realized or unrealized capital gains of an individual, family, estate, or trust. I'll be voting yes on that. Prop 3, constitutional amendment requiring the denial of bail under certain circumstances to persons accused of certain offenses punishable as a felony. If approved, the amendment would allow judges to deny bail to pretrial defendants accused of certain crimes, and if the state can prove they are a flight risk or dangerous, judges would have the ability to deny bail to people facing charges of murder, capital murder, aggravated assault, if they cause serious bodily injury or use certain weapons like firearms or knives, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, aggravated sexual assault, indecency with a child, trafficking of persons, or continuous trafficking of people. Bail reform is top priority for the governor, who has named this issue an emergency item. There are some publications on the conservative side that have said our jails are too full already. We don't need to be hamstringing judges here. I'm okay with this, with this one. I can see why they would not want this as a constitutional amendment. Some of the other, I think Texas policy, I think they put this as one that they were against. But I think that this one actually makes a little bit of sense out there. 806-680-2790. Open line Friday. Let's go to the phones. And Josh. Josh, what's going on today?
Pretty good. I just wanted to call in and make a comment on this fee
yes.
thing that they tried. You know, first, I wasn't really too pleased with it, primarily because it's such a dangerous precedent, especially these days where everybody's getting squeezed. You know, they came out with the $50 fee, and if we've got a $50 fee here, how long before they come up with the idea that some other random fee would be a good idea? But now the tables have turned, and the precedent is just as dangerous because the people were able to get a response and get movement out of the government, and that's dangerous, you know, because if people figure out that we were designed to be in charge, they have a little more trouble getting away with some of these things, you know. So you notice the federal government, when they step in correctly, they'll move back and they'll go away, and then they'll regroup. So just want to say good on everybody for getting after it, and we could use a little momentum these days. So I appreciate everybody out there speaking their mind and getting involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And look, that's what it takes. I mean, the when people speak out, when people, now there's no guarantee the city council is going to get rid of this. There's no guarantee at all. But this has put them on notice that yes, some people are still paying attention to the Lubbock City Council and moves they make. And when it comes to your money, we will be watching them and we'll continue to watch them. Let's see, a texter weighing in. Just got off of work, so I may have missed it, but did Nick do his homework and watch the Conan YouTube videos last night? Of course, he's shaking his head. Of course he didn't. He doesn't care. He's just, no. Of course, all he had to do was go and watch a five-minute video yesterday, and instead he went home and looked at his, you know, cheeseless sandwiches that he has there and went, I'm just going to do that. Now, Nick, you had all day to watch the videos, and you just, you went home last night, and you just reviewed. So, as the texture, who do they say? You're like Jordan.
I don't know who the name was. Slays. I didn't watch the video. I think
they're right on that. I'm gonna say they're right.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah.
Yesterday I went home.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what I did, but I do know watching this video was not even in my mind.
No, of course it wasn't. When you leave here, you don't think about this show.
Not only that, go to the next segment. It's gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what we just talked about.
You walk out to the parking lot, it is senioritis every single day.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no idea. So
yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't watch it.
No.
We
could have tied money to it, folks. We could have tied real cash money.
Yeah.
And Nick would have been like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Conan's great.
Have you changed your light bulb yet on your front porch?
It's still dark.
Okay.
Please don't try to rob me, as I will not be able to see your face illuminated. At the moment, we're still working on it.
All right.
We just need to go get a simple light bulb.
Do you have a question? Do you have a final question of the week for the audience? Did you work on that? I mean, you've only been doing this, for a while now.
I always have those ready.
Yeah.
They're always ready to go at my hip.
Yes.
At a moment's notice.
All right.
My question, final question of the week.
Yes.
This is real. What is your favorite school lunch growing up as a kid?
Your favorite school lunch growing up as a kid.
Everybody had, every student has that one day. Oh boy, it's ranch on pizza day. You know, everybody
ranch
has
on pizza day.
You didn't do that at the school. You don't put ranch on the.
No,
oh, okay. You didn't get
I was a normal kid.
You didn't get the rectangle pieces of pizza, and you didn't get the pump ranch bottle
No.
And you didn't go down the line.
No.
Was that just, that was a me thing? That was just me?
I think you and Luke, maybe. No, I didn't do that.
Okay, well, anyway, it was popcorn chicken was mine.
Okay.
Every time,
popcorn
every day.
Chicken day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every week when they'd announce, hey, guys, go to the cafeteria, popcorn chicken. Best day. Best day of the week.
So that was the day of the week where you were happy, but you'd still be sitting by yourself at the table?
As I normally did, yeah. I didn't have friends. All right, I'll admit it. It was just me and my popcorn chicken. So what? Throw a little ranch on there. It was a good day.
Everybody was happy.
I have nothing to hide. Exactly. Yeah. It was good. So what's your favorite school time?
Was there ever anyone
lunch?
Who, like, would they ever come by and look around and go, I think I'll sit here and then look at you. And like, you would get very excited and they'd walk away.
Like ranch all over my face.
Yeah.
And they're like,
you know, they were about to sit down.
I'll eat by the garbage can. I'll eat against the wall.
They had their tray and they're like, oh, maybe I'll sit here. And they grabbed the chair and started dragging it out. And you're like, oh. And you looked up and you smiled.
Yeah.
And then they noticed.
Ranchy smile.
Hey, there's a seat.
Yeah.
Just kind of jammed in between three people over there.
They don't even
I'll
need
go
a seat.
Take that seat.
They just kneel.
They just took
by
a
the table.
They took a knee next to the table. Went, like, I'm not going to sit over there.
Oh, sorry. I see a seat open. You know. And
that's
they just leave me.
Very sad.
Yeah.
806-680-2790. When we come back, more of these propositions that you'll find on your ballot. We'll get to those, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
We live in a busy world. And let's face it, it can be exhausting. Work, school, activities, social engagements, they all tire us out. And if you get behind the wheel when you're too tired, the consequences could be deadly. Driving drowsy mimics alcohol-impaired driving in many ways. It slows your reaction time and impairs your judgment and vision. So if you're too tired to drive, pull over safely. The life you save could be your own. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Ted Cruz here. Tune in to KFYO every Sunday at 11 for Verdict with Ted Cruz. But stick around for Reason, Religion, and Reality at noon, followed by the best of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, right here on the News and Talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Hasty Show. Lots of pizza days coming in as people's favorite day, which, I mean, that makes sense. Pizza day was great. I mean, Nick was always about the popcorn chicken. He liked the popcorn chicken where he would just sit at his table all by himself. Kids all around him, visiting. Having a great time. There was Nick by himself. Never extended an invitation. Never was extended an invitation to sit with anybody. Which, I mean, again, the more we peel back the layers of Nick, I mean, you know, we learn a lot more. We get deeper into it. We understand more and more. You know, why did Nick not do his homework last night? It probably goes back to something that happened to him when he was younger. Where he just didn't want to be part of the team. And that's fine. Texture, you're both just not old enough. Used to be chicken casserole with biscuits baked on top. It was the bomb. Yeah, this is 55 to 60 years ago, but I haven't forgotten about it, have I? 806-680-2790. P.S. I enjoy your common sense topics. Well, thank you. Glad to have you out there tuning in. Let's see. Another texter asking about, Chad, what are your thoughts on the creation of the Dementia Research Institute of Texas? It's one of the propositions. Yeah, it's Prop 14. Prop 14, the creation of the Dementia Prevention and Research Institute of Texas. Constitutional amendment providing for the establishment of the Dementia Prevention and Research Institution of Texas, establishing the Dementia Prevention and Research Fund to provide money for research on and prevention and treatment of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and related disorders in the state, and transferring to that fund $3 billion from state general revenue. If approved, the $3 billion in state tax money collected from residents, mostly in sales taxes, would go to fund the Dementia Prevention and Research Institute of Texas and fund it for 10 years. There wasn't actually a lot of debate on this. Not as much as I thought there should have been. And I think so many of us out there have known people who've been affected by this and impacted by this, and it is a horrible, horrible disease. Alzheimer's is terrible. Dementia, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. The question is whether or not government needs to be doing the research, that government needs to be the one in charge of this. And the conservative stance for a very long time has been no. That private organizations, now in a way the government's already part of it because you have colleges that are and universities that are doing research into this, and you know, where do they get their money from? They get their money from the government. So in a way, this is already happening. This amendment would create a new state-run medical research institute, permanently dedicate $3 billion from general revenue, plus up to $300 million annually for research and infrastructure related to dementia and other diseases. The fund would exist outside of the state's regular spending cap. Again, this goes against the idea of limited government. When it comes to healthcare, the private industry and private innovation much better than anything the government can do. We've seen that. We've seen it before, time and time again. I think it's well-intentioned. I think it's very well-intentioned. And I understand why lawmakers want it. I understand why the lieutenant governor thinks that's a great idea. But it does go against conservative principles of limited government and the government getting involved in this type of research. This needs to be in the private sector. Universities can handle it as well, and they are. But I don't believe it needs to be. And even if you wanted to do a one-time deal in the state law where you said, hey, let's pass something and dedicate more money towards dementia research. But putting it as a constitutional amendment, I just don't think is the right thing. I think it's going to pass. It probably will pass. Very easily, it'll pass. But I think we do get away from those conservative principles there when passing something like this. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top Leash weather forecast on this Friday evening. High school football games is going to be a little hot at kickoff time. The temperatures will settle down and by midnight, about 70 degrees, falling into the middle 50s for a morning low in the lower to mid 80s as a cool front will move through the area. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher this month only. Buy one and get a free large drink when you order in the Sonic app. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYU.
This is House Call for Health. HEPA air purifiers, apparently not so good at getting rid of airborne viruses in classrooms. Researchers looking at data from a clinical trial that was conducted from 2015 to 2020 using 200 classrooms from nearly 40 public schools in the northeastern U.S. Those classrooms were randomly given either a HEPA air purifier or a fake purifier that did not filter the air. And researchers found more than 98% of the air samples had viruses in them. HEPA purifiers in the classroom resulted in a decrease of 33% in the diversity of viruses found, but that didn't affect the amount of sick days kids took from school. The team says lower humidity in a classroom could create a viral stability and lead to, quote, longer persistence in the air of viruses like SARS-CoV-2 or influenza. The study was published in the journal JAMA Network Open. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Are you trying to sell your home and having trouble? Well, there are specific and not entirely expensive things that you can do to increase your home's curb appeal, and we can tell you what they are. I'm Leslie Segretti, and we're taking your calls this weekend on the Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
The Money Pit, Saturday afternoons at 4 on KFYO.
Join Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter as he answers your legal questions with Shooter on the Law every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Cole is a licensed attorney in the state of Texas who addresses the hardest-hitting ongoing legal battles in the state and nationwide. From online scammers abusing legal loopholes to how you can protect yourself and your families, listen to Shooter on the Law Saturday mornings from 10 to 11 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The Chad Hastie Show.
The updated ordinance now requires that all alarm systems have a valid permit in place. Now, this is for both your home and business. The ordinance was introduced to improve the allocation of LPD's resources. The aim is to reduce false alarm responses and enable officers to focus on genuine emergencies. Now, how the $50 fee is going to do that, I don't know. So if someone doesn't pay their fee, they've got an alarm system. Let's say they had that alarm system installed 2 weeks ago. Didn't know they'd have to fork over $50 to the city of Lubbock for it, but they had it installed. What happens if the alarm goes off and they haven't paid their fee to the city of Lubbock? What happens then?
The most interactive talk show across Texas, The Chad Hastie Show. Weekday evenings at 5 on News Talk KFYO. The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
Am I crazy to think us giving these kind of weapons to Ukraine, given what has been said over the past several years about, hey, we want to limit the spread of this conflict, is there a way that Trump wants this to be out publicly to Putin to try to pressure him? We better get a ceasefire or else there are going to be consequences inside of Russia.
I think that he's changing his position based on the reality of the conflict. I think this is a change in posture from Trump, which is based on the seeing what it is that Vladimir Putin is really all about. It was very popular with the Republican base. Like, it wasn't really even clear what it was. We were just, Zelensky is money laundering, they say, and Zelensky's doing all these bad things, and we don't want to get involved in another war. Okay, yes, absolutely. We don't want to get involved in another war, but are we going to stop sending them stuff or not?
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Another texter weighed in. Another organization funded by taxpayers. No, thank you. Yes, it's a terrible disease. I still don't want to pay not to cure it. And again, it's one of those, it's an emotional topic. It's an emotional issue. And I think everyone fully understands why. And I think when the lieutenant governor came up with the idea, I think he's looking for a little bit of a positive legacy build here in coming up with this. But the government is not the answer. Government coming up with, government doing research and funding complete research is not the answer. It never has been the answer to this. And again, you have universities that are already doing it. They're government funded, but private organizations, they're the ones who are going who should be supported. The private sector should be supported in doing this dementia research and finding any type of cure that can be out there. Let's see, another texter asking about Prop 4. That's the water amendment, constitutional amendment to dedicate a portion of the revenue derived from state sales and use taxes to the Texas Water Fund, and to provide the allocation of allocation and use of that revenue. This amendment would divert up to $1 billion per year in existing sales tax revenue into a new Texas Water Fund to support water infrastructure projects. The funding would occur automatically each year, bypassing the normal legislative appropriations process, would continue until 2035, unless extended by the legislature. There are a few groups out there and organizations that say, yeah, I don't know about this because it is bypassing the legislature. It's a limited government. Goes against limited government. And what happens if we need that money on a statewide basis? This is the bill that was offered up language that Senator Perry helped work on, and he worked on a number of water bills that were out there in this legislative session. I understand the arguments against it, in that this is just now we're putting this as a constitutional amendment that we can't claw back that money if we need it. Well, you can't claw back water if you don't have water. And this is one of those issues where I look at the bigger picture here and I go, the state has a lot of issues with infrastructure and in particular water. and there are cities that could run out of water, and that's not a good thing. This isn't highway funding. This isn't road funding. This isn't this is water. I mean, it's a pretty big and important issue. I'll be voting yes for it. It's a lot of money. I don't necessarily like the fact that it's a constitutional amendment. I understand why. Again, because it's water, because we don't want to have this fight every year or every 2 years. That's why this is going in as a constitutional amendment. I've heard from some conservative groups who have said that they're against it because of how it's going in and how it's worded. But I'm for it because, again, big picture, it's water. And there are places throughout the state where you don't want to have water wars. You don't want to have a water war between West Texas and DFW. You don't want that. And so these water projects have got to get funded. We've got to be able to get water to all parts of the state and to help out these different communities. And to me, this is a smart idea. This is something that needs to be done. I would say just on top of that, when it comes to the electrical issues, we've got to solve those issues. And that might be something that the legislature retakes a look at in the next session about hardening our electrical grid that we have here in Texas. Okay. Let's see. A couple other things. Let's see. When it comes to some of the more controversial props out there, there really aren't too many controversial ones that are out there. The Prop 9 is a great one. Someone asking about that. This is a great one. It's a constitutional amendment authorizing the legislature to exempt ad valorem taxation on a portion of the market value of tangible personal property a person owns that's held or used in the production of income. Again, it would exempt $250,000 of market value of income generating personal property. That's good. That will help out ag producers. It'll help out small business owners. This is a good thing. So absolutely, I would say vote yes on that that prop that's out there. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. If you have any other questions about the constitutional amendment, we can get to those as the show continues, or even next week we can get to some of those. Again, early voting begins on Monday, and I don't think it'll be heavy early voting, at least for the first few days. I don't see that happening. But then afterwards, yeah, we'll get some people out there as well. Leftovers that people really – and I was wondering when we would get this one. Leftover turkey for turkey sandwiches or – well, now this one, turkey tetrazzini, which I don't even know what that is. I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. Leftover Thanksgiving. Just about anything from Thanksgiving leftover is good. And I'm going to count leftovers as in immediately after the meal. So a few hours later, you're sitting there going, I need a turkey sandwich. There you go. That's a leftover. You're good. You're good. So, yeah, basically all of Thanksgiving is good for leftovers. And maybe the leftovers are better. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Ed and Abilene, whatever the outcome of the new proposals for more Texas technical schools, one thing must remain off limits. Naming one of those schools, Sam Houston Institute of Technology. I don't know. Maybe. Ed, very good. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up. Now I'm thinking of turkey sandwiches, man. That sounds pretty good. Man, we'll be right back.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The Great American Experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with The Great American, Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO. Wake up with local news, weather, and your opinions. Sunrise LBK, weekday mornings from 6 to 8:30. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
On the Chad Hastie Show.
About what is worse or what is best.
Let's see. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. As we begin to wrap things up, get you ready for your weekend. Looks like it's going to be a great weekend out there. Lots of stuff going on. Obviously, you got a little college football happening this weekend in the Lubbock area. We've got all kinds of stuff. You got the pumpkin trail begins in the Lubbock area. Trunk or treat going on as well, as that's happening this weekend, and I think there's some other stuff. I mean, it's we're getting pretty close now to Halloween, and we'll have some Halloween topics as we get closer. Of course, we'll have some of those fun topics to get to. 806-680-2790. You can get in. Also, Nick's final topic. Or final question of the week, having to deal with your what was your favorite lunch day when you were younger and in school. What was that day that you just looked forward to? You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. Text your weighing in on the app chat. Let's see, Lorley in Delaware. Favorite leftover food was pizza from Pizza Express. No longer in business, though. Lasagna, chili, Chinese food, and macaroni and cheese. Have a great weekend. That from Lori in Dover. All right. Very good. Another texter on the app chat weighing in. Chad, do you think the protest over the weekend will actually be calm, or do you think there will be violence at some? Most will probably be calm. There's going to be like 2,500 cities where these protests are taking, and most of them will probably be just fine. You've got one that's happening in downtown Lubbock, which, if you're going to have a protest, let me just say this. If you're going to have a protest in Lubbock, Texas, and you put it downtown, where no one sees it. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense, really. And I think they're having it outside of Citizens Tower, like the City Hall, but it's closed on Saturday, so no one's actually going to be there. So I don't know what the purpose is, but I guess there'll be ample parking for the protesters. That'll be good to have the tens of protesters who show up to show that they're very upset at President Trump and all the things that he's doing out there. 806-680-2790. If you want to weigh in on any of that, you can. Let's see. You have, I did see that to the listener, Terry, weighing in, where Bernie Sanders was complimenting Margie Taylor Greene. Yeah, they're probably not on the same side of the issue many times. But, Bernie Sanders, I guess it was during his town hall, he defended Margie Taylor Greene and referred to her as a, quote, a good Republican. Yeah, the Vermont senator suggested that the elected Republicans are doing less of representing their districts and their states than just swearing allegiance to the president. Quote, so I never thought I would say this, but you have somebody like Margie Taylor Greene saying, you know what, I was elected by my constituents. I'm not beholden to the president of the United States, Sanders said. So there are good Republicans who are out there. Along with Sanders, town hall was also directed questions to Sanders' ally, Ocasio-Cortez, and asked her if she could find herself working with Margie Taylor Greene in the House. Quote, on what? Ocasio-Cortez said. Before she laughed, she added that until Republicans actually support policy that helps people, I'm not interested in. She says she's not interested in working with the Republicans. So there you have that. I don't think Bernie Sanders really meant it. I think Bernie's trying to burn MTG there. I don't think he really meant it as he's an MTG fan. I don't think so. I think that he was trying to maybe hurt Margie Taylor Greene a little bit. Again, she is putting some daylight between her and the president on this issue. I still find that a little interesting, and I do think she's kind of making some maneuvers for the future. 806-680-2790. Let's see here. Oh, how about this? Just saw this out there. The average new car price has hit $50,000. That is the average price for a new car. Nearly one in four car owners now owe more on their trade-ins than the vehicle is worth, pushing the national average for upside-down balances to almost $7,000. The cost of buying a car is crushing Americans. Not only are higher prices making new car ownership an out-of-reach luxury for many, but buyers are increasingly rolling old auto debt into their new financing, leaving them upside down before they even leave the dealer's lot. In September, the average price of a new car reached a high of $50,080, breaking the $50,000 threshold, a milestone, they say. Says the record comes after a big run-up in vehicle prices in the post-COVID recovery market. So, yeah, you can still find some good deals out there, though. You can find some good deals. Cars or trucks and SUVs, whoo! That's what's driving a lot of it, folks. Pricey vehicles. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe and healthy. Spend time with family and friends, those who really matter. And join us once again Monday at 5 p.m. Have a great weekend. God bless you all. We'll see you Monday. And everything is going to be fine.
Expect to see me now anytime. When you're in my arms, I'll be fine.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.